Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today it's part 149 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this will be program number 251 if you'd like a copy of it. We'll tell you at the end of the program four different ways that you can receive a copy. Fax, email, you can write or call. Postage is paid for, and so is the, you can either ask for a CD or a CD or audio tape copy, whatever you like. Okay, and we have some letters this evening, today, and some scriptures regarding Israel. Now, President Bush sent me 17 emails asking me what should be done to make peace in the Middle East. There will, first of all, the land is Israel, not Palestine. And it really upsets me. It's very offensive to me when people call Israel, which God named, when they start calling it Palestine. The Jewish race of people is a very supernatural race because the entire nation of Israel resurrected out of a dead man and woman, Abraham and Sarah. They were beyond the age of having children, and God promised that they would have a child, and that he would be the first of, he would be the very child of promise rather than Ishmael. Ishmael, the Bible states, is a wild man, and we're going to give you scriptures on that. The whole Arabic nation is a wild man. And wild, we're going to give you the meaning of wild from Webster's Dictionary. Right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, open up the windows of heaven. And Lord, we're going to read your word, your scriptures. We're going to tell people exactly what you say. And Lord, I want you to speak through me. On top of that, as you do, anoint me with the outward anointing and inward anointing. That we may be able to win people in the world and straighten their minds out. You sent me as a John the Baptist to make the ways of your word straight in the minds of people. It is so messed up, the people today, Father. You give me a special anointing, a very supernatural anointing, as you do every day, that the souls of those that are out in the world will be saved and that the church will be strengthened. Now the Lord, in the New Testament, I'm talking about the New Testament, through the Apostle Paul said, what advantage then has the Jew? What profit is there in being a Jew? Or what profit is there in being a Jew, it says? Much in every way. First of all, because that it was unto them, the Jews, that we were committed the oracles of God. In other words, we were given the commandments of the Lord, and it was to us that God gave the meaning of the Bible. This is in Romans 3:1-2, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, rather. And then in Romans chapter 11, verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. God said that all Israel is going to be saved. And the only reason that you Gentiles were given an opportunity to be saved was that God wanted to make his chosen people, his resurrected people, jealous by turning to you. You people who have now made, you've turned back to your old Gentile ways. And you're forcing issues over in the Holy Land. You're trying to split up the land. It's not even an even split because the Jews, by threat, have given up most of that land, and God didn't want them to do that. And if when the Jews start believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the fullness of them is going to be much more than their falling away. If the falling away of them meant salvation to you Gentiles, then what will be the bringing back of the Jews unto the Lord? There's a lot of them that are going to be saved in this last day. And just a couple of us can have already turned the world upside down for a bunch of phonies and for the Arabs. And I'm going to read some of this stuff to you later. So that land belongs to the Jew. Now, say you want to get politics into it, that has nothing to do with God. God told the Jews that it was an everlasting covenant, that that land belongs to them everlastingly. Now, God sent them out of that land 2,000 years ago because they said, let his blood be upon us and our children. Some of them said that. But the first disciples of Jesus and the ones even before that were Jews. They were all Jews that wrote the Bible. And God said he's going to destroy anyone like the Arabs that say are cursing the Jews and are firing missiles onto them. You have to read the Bible to know what's going on, but then again, God calls the Arabs a crazy nation of people. And he said that because of the fact that the Jews never cast them out of the land there, and you can see that Muslim temple over there, and Muslim, that religion is actually a part of the Vatican. So it just goes to show that they're the ones stirring up all the trouble under the guiding lines of the Pope. Now, the Bible said that all this trouble in the whole world is from Rome. Now, we're going to go on and read, but right now I'd like to sing a song for you. It's called Exodus. This land belongs to us Jews. This land is mine. The Lord. Land is Israelites. But we've got a new enemy. The Vatican invents new enemies for us. And we'll get into that later. But right now we've got some letters. Where's the first letter from?
From Egypt.
Egypt. That's not from the land of milk and honey, is it?
No.
No, that's the oven. All right, go ahead, read it.
A man named Justice, I don't know how to say his last name, it's spelled O-K-E-Y, O-K-E or O-K. He called the witnessing line stating that he heard Pastor Lamo on the radio in Calamar Prison in Egypt. He said he had been a criminal and that through Pastor Lamo's radio program he found Christ. He was requesting prayer and also would like to receive an early release from prison. He spoke English well. He wanted Pastor Lamo's messages on CD, an Arabic Messiah book, English and Arabic literature to be sent to him.
All right, praise the Lord. Where's the next letter from?
From Ghana. Dear World Pastor Tony Lamo, greetings to you and your ministry in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm writing you with joy to say a very big thank you to you and your ministry for not denying my request to serve the Lord. I very much appreciate it that you care enough to send me hundreds of your gospel literature, world newsletters, and the Messiah books. May God richly continue to bless you and your ministry, both physically and spiritually, to continue to grow in the Lord. I am sharing the literature, and they are nearly finished. Your gospel literature is miraculously winning souls for God, both adults and children, especially the literature entitled Earthquake and Dry Bones. The people of Ephraim Plains are very thirsty for the Messiah book, so I would like you to send me more and more copies of literature to distribute. I would also like you to send me about several Bibles and a Bible dictionary for my own use, and also a T-shirt for myself and another distributor. We would like you to send them in the size large and a white color. I would like to end here. May God richly bless you once again, your number one distributor of the Word of God in Ephraim Plains, Laglo from Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
From Kenya. Dear Pastor Lamo, I give thanks to God for you. I have come across your newsletter. I was dying in my sins. I am changed after reading your world newsletter. Please send me taped messages, Christian literature, the Messiah book, and a Bible for souls. Continue praying for us. Thank you and God bless. Violet from Kakamega, Kenya, Africa.
Okay, praise the Lord. That's all we're going to do this evening on letters. Now, Sharon, you want to come forward and start? I just dictated some things to Sharon here to read. What did I say? Tell me what I say.
The Vatican is Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. The Bible says that every evil thing on the face of this earth is the Vatican. And also this new guy, he's a 5'4" shrimp from Iran. He's the president of Iran. And you better pronounce his name because, go ahead, what's his name?
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad. Yeah. I prefer Jewish words like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What's his name again?
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
This is a new enemy that the Vatican has fabricated for us. First of all, if he was, if what he's doing is stirring up the Middle East against the Jews and against the United States of America. He was just on TV the other night calling President Bush a drunk, or somebody that takes drugs, and that he's of the devil, and all these things. Well, I was of the devil before I got saved, and President Bush could be saved. Amen?
Amen.
And so can you, so could this guy, if he wasn't, this is the one that is crazy, because, but one thing I do find fault in President Bush with him, if this man is claiming that he's going to send Israel back to the Stone Age by bombing it and bombing it, and that he hates the United States and they fear that he is making atomic warheads and things like this, I can't understand why Bush didn't have him arrested immediately for being threatening Israel and the United States. I believe that the Vatican told him not to do that because they wanted to make, say this man's name again.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. They wanted him for us to be scared to death of this little shrimp. Because that's, and this also, Mood here takes his, mention his name again.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Mahmoud. They want Mahmoud to scare us out of our wits. That, yeah, he's got weapons of mass destruction now, and he's going to send Israel back to the Stone Age. He wants all Christians to know that, you know, that he wants us to be afraid of him, and he wants the Jews to be afraid of him. Well, you know, those of us that are born-again Christians, we're not afraid of the United Nations, that unholy trio of people, and all these different invented terrorists, you know, that we're supposed to be scared out of our wits. I'm a different kind of a ruler than President Bush. If somebody was saying that to me, I'd have him arrested immediately and put in jail, just like they did this other one that they've got in jail over there. And that would put an end to him. Then they're saying, well, the whole Arabic race would come up against us. Well, you know, I trust in God. And anyone that would violate, you know, people's rights or try to blow Israel into the Stone Age, when that land belongs to them and them only. If I were the Jews over there, I'd take that the temple that they have there and I'd tell them to move it over into somewhere else, because I wouldn't want, because God gave that land to the Jews. And the more that the Jews try to make peace by giving the land away, the more God is not going to bless them. Now, any of the people in Israel or the Palestinians, I met some real nice Palestinian people, but this Mahmoud, he's not a nice guy at all. He's threatening to blow Israel off the map. He's calling the President of the United States that he's of the devil. And, of course, he's of the devil as well. The Bible says that Mahmoud and all of his people are of the devil. But, you know, it's like one devil calling another devil. That's not going to get either one of you saved. Okay? You're not going to be born again. The only thing that's going to cause you to be born again is if you accept the Bible. Now, get that scripture where it talks about the Arab being a wild man. Okay, go ahead, read it.
Genesis chapter 16, verse 11 through 12. And the angel of the Lord said unto Hagar, behold, thou art
with... Now, Hagar was Abraham and Isaac... Abraham and Sarah were, God promised them that they were going to have a child. But they were so old that they couldn't receive that. Abraham did, but Sarah didn't. And so Sarah told Abraham to go into her handmaid, because having two wives or 100 wives was not a sin in the Bible. And the law came with Moses, but and power and truth came with the Lord Jesus Christ. But even Moses had three wives. But so don't accuse them of, you know, people that in the Bible had many wives. And some people will say, God said he made Adam and Eve, and they said that that's just it. Well, he also made a horse, a male horse and a female horse, a female elephant and another elephant. But, you know, I know from having cattle before, that one bull will inseminate an entire herd. Amen?
Amen.
And that a chicken, a rooster, will have maybe 50 chickens that he'll cause to have seed in them in one day. I mean, these, without Viagra. Okay. Oh, gosh. So anyway, you keep reading now.
And the angel of the Lord said unto Hagar, behold, thou art with child.
So he sent, she sent him into Hagar, and she got pregnant. And they said, and the rule in Israel, the law back then was that whatever, if you have like all these servants, and these servants have children, that those children belong to you. Like if the woman that had a lot of children or a bunch of women left, they still have to leave their children there. Or if a man wants to leave the camp, they still have to leave the children there. Of course, that doesn't happen today, but that's the way it is. So she thought, well, perhaps God meant that one of the women here, like Hagar, for instance, would have a child, and the child would be mine anyway. So go in there and have relationships with her, and whatever is born of her will be mine. You say, well, that's crude. Well, you're an American, you're not a Jew. And you think that the way you think is better than the way God thinks. But that's the way God set it up, you know. And if you think you're smarter than God or more brilliant than God, and if you think that you can say, hey, God, what have you done? What are you doing? Well, then you are as crazy as this Ishmael who was born of Hagar. But he was not the promised one. Now, Abraham was promised a child, and so was Sarah, that it would come from Sarah. Well, that was hard for them to believe. And so, but nevertheless, it did happen. This Jew, this Isaac, came out of this dead man and woman. And that's why it's so supernatural about the Jew. And the Lord said that the Jew would be returned to their homeland in the last day. Now, God dispersed them for 2,000 years and stated as a sign. God uses the Jew as a timetable to let you know how close it is to the coming of the Lord. He said just before the Lord comes back to earth again, he would return his chosen people, the resurrected people, the people that are not ordinary people. Naturally, a resurrected nation from a dead man's loins and Sarah's womb would be something different, something special, not ordinary at all. That's why they're different. Now, anyone other than a Jew is, the Lord calls, the bastard race. Now, a lot of you may take offense at that, but don't get offended at God, because you're not going to win anything. Bastard just means you don't have him for your father. And so, this is the way the Lord works. And this is what he says. And he doesn't care what you think, because he's a dictator. And there's nothing that you can do to him. What are you going to do to God? Does God offend you? Well, too bad. That's the way it is. You know, if I was a Gentile, I would just receive it, you know, because I want to get into heaven. But some Gentiles are not too bright. They made Christmas, the day of the Lord's birth, into Santa Claus. And they made Easter into the resurrection, the actual resurrection, proving that we can raise from the dead if we do everything the Lord says and believe him and don't get angry at what he says. We can resurrect from the dead as well. And so, what can I say? There isn't anything that you can say about the Lord and what he says. So at any rate, the little child, Ishmael, is not the child of promise. He's an ordinary child because he came from the bondwoman, Hagar. She was an Egyptian. And Abraham, that was a black woman. He was married to a black woman. Moses was married to one black woman and two others. Okay, you're going to get offended at that. David, God said, I gave you the daughters of Saul and the wives of Saul, and I gave you others, such and such, other women. And he said, if you wanted more, all you would have had to do is ask me, why did you commit adultery? This man had only one wife, and you had to grab her. You've committed adultery. And so this is what God was angry at David for. And then you send her husband out to the front lines to get him killed, so that people wouldn't know what went on. But they did, because whatsoever you do in secret is going to be shouted to the housetops. So I've never been offended at God's word. I'm too afraid of him to do that. God showed me heaven and hell, and he appeared before me. Jesus did. And I hear people now applauding on the TV about when people downgrade the Bible. The whole world is deceived. They listen to comics instead of the Lord. But at any rate, now, the Lord stated that when Isaac was born, he says, cast the bondwoman out. Get her out of there. Because she's not the woman that's going to bring forth the child of promise. And her son is not the child that God promised Abraham and Sarah. And the land does not belong to them. God gave it to Israel. And God even named Israel. He called Jacob Israel, and he calls the land Israel. So you people in the world today just want to do exactly the opposite of what God said. This goes along with the cult in Rome, Satan's seat, which is soon to be burnt. I'm prophesying this from the Word of God. The Vatican and all that have to do with the Vatican is going to be burnt up. Because you trust in ordinary people rather than those that are of the Spirit. Now, when I was in Israel, after Susie died, I thought, well, I don't care if I die or not, so I'm going to start smoking. So I was smoking these little cigars. Oh, this will probably lose a lot of listeners here. But then I went to, when I got to Israel, I went and bought a pack of cigarettes, and I took one of them, and the Lord came down upon me very strong, and he said, I thought he was going to kill me, and I said, Lord, if you're going to kill me, don't send my soul to hell. He said, I love these people. And I crushed that pack of cigarettes and threw it in one of those waste containers, and I threw that cigarette out immediately. He did not at all want me to smoke and to smoke in front of those people, because he has a work for me there. I should be the leader of Israel, because I know what the Lord is saying step by step, and they are still in darkness, some of them, the majority of them. But God says all Israel is going to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
And so I'm looking for that day. The Apostle Paul said, God hasn't forsaken the Jew, because I myself am a Jew. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. Amen?
Amen.
And he was circumcised on the eighth day. That's a rule for Jews. Except now you don't have to be circumcised. But we're still Jews. We become circumcised in the heart. Okay, now read the things that I've written here.
The Vatican is Al-Qaeda.
Well, yes, it is. Then what? And it's also, what's this guy's name again?
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yeah. The Pope wants you to take your eyes off of the Vatican. I've been really exposing him. And he wants you to get your mind on this guy. It's like he's trying to make him another Russia or another Communist Party, another threat. But if we were the strongest nation in the world, which we're not, because the Spirit of God is much more powerful than the A-bomb, the hydrogen bomb, the hexagon bomb, all these bombs. But see, it's not the United States any longer. As I've said before, it happens to be the United Nations. We place ourselves in the hands of the Europeans. The Pope is in Rome. The Satan's seat, the great red dragon, the devil, his seat is in Rome. in the Vatican. Okay, now go ahead. So everything the Lord says, now you may be weary of hearing this, but you're weary, and that's why you're backslidden. That's why you're not of the Lord, is because you continue not listening to the Word of God. And that's why you're going to spend eternity in hell if you don't get up and do something about what the Lord says to do. Okay, go ahead.
The Vatican is communism. The Vatican is socialism, fascism, and is the friend of Islam, who has united with the Roman Catholic, quote, church, unquote.
Well, it was the Roman Catholic cult or church that invented the Muslim religion. If you read a book by Alberto Rivera called The Prophet, you can get it from Jack Chick. You'll see how that came about. They wanted Islam to be so big that they could send them out on errands to destroy people that they wanted to have destroyed, so that the Vatican wouldn't get the blame for it. And the Vatican knows that they're crazy. But you didn't finish. I should have let you finish that one scripture there. So read the part where it's crazy. So he knows that they wouldn't be able to put the whole scene together. So there, he sends them out like a bunch of insane people to riot. They're wild in the first place, and so... And they're uncontrollable. And there is a history of them trying to rise up, but they always give their allegiance to the Pope, just like a lot of the Protestant churches do today. Anytime you see them saying United Council of this or the United Methodist Church and Lutherans and all, that's all part of the Vatican, the Antichrist movement. Go ahead, read the rest.
Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction, and he will be a wild man.
Oh, a wild man. He will be a wild man. Then what will he do?
His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren.
Okay, now the meaning of wild is savage, uncivilized, not refined by culture. Wild means rude, as the wild tribes of Africa or America. Wild means like animals. Destructive, ferocious, this wild is. And impatient of, or not subjected to, restraint. No one can restrain these weasels, these satanic beings. God said they would be wild. Or regulations. It's like the Vatican. They are turning all these wild animals loose in all the different nations, ones that are so stupid. And the Vatican knows it. That they'll do what he says. You can't be a president of the United States unless you're gone mentally. So wild means there's no way to restrain them or regulate them. They're turbulent. Wild means tempestuous, violent. They're stormy as a wild coast. Ungoverned. You can't govern them. They just take off and go. Boisterous. Crazy. Raging. Beyond the control of any man. As a wild fire in the forest. Hard to guide or steer. Barbarous. Riotous. Uncontrollable and irrational. And they say that land, they're the ones that say the land is Palestine and it belongs to these unruly, uncontrollable, crazy people. But the Lord said that the land was given to them as an everlasting covenant. Doesn't make any difference how long ago it was. God said that he'd return them to their homeland just before Jesus comes back to earth again. And they were returned back to that land in 1947. And they became a nation in 48. And so it's later than you think. And they just, if the Jews, there's a lot of Jews that believe the Bible, and they believe that that land is theirs, and there's no possible way that these insane maniacs are going to take it away from them. Now, the Vatican is steering them. So if any of them starts bombing anyone for pulling the lid off of them, it's the Vatican. Islam is the Vatican. And all that's all the things that are happening in the Middle East is the Vatican. And right now, you're going to see a lot more, unless they back off because of what I exposed here. You're going to hear more about this nutcase here who promises that they're going to blow Israel into the Stone Age and destroy it, kill Americans, kill Americans. How could that be a religion of God to kill Americans? It wasn't, the Bible says, or they murder, or they're planning to murder, and no murderer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But now, he was stating all these things and debating and saying these things right in front of Bush. And Bush never had him arrested. So it goes to show that the Vatican told Bush, let the guy go because he's going to get everybody's mind off of me, what Alama was saying about me, and they'll be worrying about this guy and other guys over there. Okay, so let's keep going.
The Vatican is Buddhism, Hinduism, the Vatican...
Shintoism, every kind of ism, and Catholicism for sure. Then what?
The Vatican controls the United States, Russia, China, the public school system, the United Nations, the media. The Vatican invents enemies and fosters enemies.
Yeah, this is their latest invention, this Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Not Jab, G-A-B, but it's G-A-D as in dog. J-A-D, okay? And, I hope I don't mispronounce his name because that would probably really make him all shook up. Okay, then what?
The more I expose the Vatican, the more new enemies she invents for Christians and Jews to be fearing. True Christians do not fear anyone but God. I lived in Israel, and at the time I lived there, the Israelites did not fear the Russians, and they did not fear the Germans.
No, I asked the soldiers over there, do you, Russia is a big country, it's got all this atomic power, and these MiGs are coming over here every so often and shooting at you. Aren't you afraid of them? And they just had a big smile on their face. They said, absolutely not, no. And I says, why not? And they says, because we have heart. We've got heart. And they don't, they're stupid. And the Bible says that they're not going to drive Israel into the sea. You might as well, you wild idiots over there, might as well forget that. And, you know, no matter how much the Vatican hates Jews, and I've explained that where my friend was over there from the owner of Cashbox magazine here in the United States, he saw these coffins down in the catacombs, and he asked the guide there, who are these... all these coffins, there are thousands of them down there. He says, there are enemies. And he says, well, who are your enemies, the Vatican's enemies? And he said, the Jews. That's why the Vatican is the one that had the Germans put 6 million Jews to death. Now they're saying, well, they put 600 million people to death. So what's 6 million Jews? Whoever said that is a very sick man, you know. Maybe the other people are not rising up again, but we're not going back into the ovens. And we Christians, if we did, well, so what? Because we're going into, we'll be in heaven immediately. We don't worry about things like that. It's like us stepping out of a Model T Ford that's ruined and wrecked from all the years of rust and everything, and stepping in to something far better than a Rolls Royce or a jet airplane. We're in heaven, and no one can touch us or hurt us again. Okay, then what?
The land belongs to the Jews.
Yes, this land is mine. Then what?
The land is called Israel, not Palestine.
Who's the one that gave up the Gaza Strip there and he had a heart attack?
Ariel Sharon.
Huh?
Ariel Sharon.
Yeah, wasn't that him? He gave it up and he had a heart attack. And the people, some of the people there said that he had that because he gave away the land. And then some people started apologizing because they said that. I don't apologize. I believe that for sure. You Jews don't give up any more of that land. It belongs to you. And God said so, and so that should mean more than anything to you. Okay? And get saved, and you'll see how God will move for you. He's going to move for you anyway. Then what?
It is very offensive for me to hear the media call Israel Palestine.
Yeah, or to hear those, the bastard race call it Palestine. They're not, they're ordinary people. They're not supernatural people like we Jews. You might say, oh, he's arrogant. I'm just telling you what God said. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, God can be arrogant. And those of us that believe in God, that believe that if God is with us, who could be against us? If you want to call that arrogant for us to tell you the truth, then we're arrogant. And I don't make any excuses for you. Don't try to make me apologize because I'm not that kind of a guy. Okay, then what?
When God gave the land to Israel, it was forever. God dispersed the Jews into many nations.
Okay, now read where it says it's forever in the scriptures.
And I will give unto thee...
Okay, I, God, will give unto Abraham... who?
Abraham.
Unto you, he says to you.
To thee and to thy seed.
To thee, he's talking about Abraham. And to all the people that come out of Abraham, which is Isaac, Jacob, whose name got changed to Israel, and the tribes, all the 12 tribes, plus every Jew that believes in God, all that, that land belongs to us. Okay, and it's called Israel. Okay, then what?
And to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession.
That's an everlasting possession. Now, you people, because God said he's going to return them to their homeland just before the Lord comes back to earth, that he said that would be the end of the Gentile dispensation of time. You Gentiles, you had your shot at it, and now it's back to us again. So the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Jews, is... dealing with us through you again, because we're the ones that brought the Bible to you in the first place, and it was through us that the Messiah came into the world. God is a Jew. In order for you to be saved, you have to kneel down before the world's greatest Jew, Jesus Christ, the beginning, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Jesus is the Word of God. You have to bow before him. And if you're antagonistic towards this, you willingly want to go to hell and the lake of fire. Go ahead. Read that again. Reinforce that.
Okay. So
just the bottom part there. It's an everlasting covenant.
I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession.
Now show them where the land extends to. From the Tigris, the Euphrates. Yeah, actually, Arabia belongs to the Jews. All that land over there, all those Arabic nations belong to the Jews. And the Jews, just let them stay there and let them build the Catholic churches there and Greek Orthodox churches there, which are not Christian at all. They're the world, they're the Jews' greatest enemy, is the Roman Catholic cult. And now we see that from the Bible, it says that the Arabs are the ones that are going to be... did you read the part where it says they're going to be... Read it. About they're going to be pricks in their eyes and thorns in their side. Read that whole thing.
Okay. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants
but
of the
Lord
land...
But the Lord says, if you don't drive these people out of there, he's saying this to the Jews, then what?
From before you... Then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell.
Okay, so there are needles and nails in the Jews' eyes, and thorns in their side, in their flesh. They're wild, savage, uncivilized, uncontrollable, and that's what you have over there. Now, Jews, get to the Savior, the Messiah. If you'd like to have my Messiah book, I'll send it over to you, as many as you like. And read the Old Testament so that you can find Jesus there. Okay, now, next.
In Genesis chapter 15, verse 18 through 21, in the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt unto the great...
Not to Ishmael, not to the Arab or to the Palestinians, but to the Jew. Then what?
From the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites and the Kadmonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites.
Okay.
And also Numbers chapter 34, verse 1 through 12 outlines all the land that God promised the Jews.
Yeah, if you get a map, you'll see that it all belongs to the Jews. And here now they've been pushed into a sliver over there because the United Nations. And if Bush is for Israel and you really believe the Bible, then give them back the land if you have any power, if you're the most powerful man in the world. And also the same thing with the Pope. But of course, they hate the Jews and they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Okay, now read from my writing, Sam.
Okay. God dispersed the Jews into many nations for 2,000 years. But he said that in the last days he would bring them back to their homeland. It's theirs. The land belongs to the children of promise.
The
Palestinians, the Arabs, come from Hagar, the bondwoman. The Bible, God's word, makes it clear that the land of Israel does not belong to the son of the bondwoman, the Arab. Isaac is the son that God promised Abraham that he would be the child of promise, that he would be a supernatural child resurrected from a dead man and woman. The entire supernatural race that came from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who God called Israel. This supernatural race of people, Israel, are the ones God sent into the land to possess it. The word possess means to keep it. God didn't want any Arabic nation to even have one inch of Israel. And he said that if Israel would not drive the ordinary people, the people who are not supernatural, out, that they would be pricks in their eyes.
And thorns on their side.
Yes.
Then what else?
More scriptures?
Yeah, read some more of the scriptures.
Okay. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.
Okay, they're the Jews. Then what?
And in Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 through 8, one verse says, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers.
Okay, now God uses weakness to show his power. So he's allowing the Jews to act like, I mean, to be weak, you know, and the great big United Nations to act like, be like they're the biggest and the most powerful in the world. That's what Egypt was before God destroyed it. But God is going to tear the United Nations, the Roman Catholic cult, the Roman Empire, to smash it into powder. And, you know, I just can't imagine why anybody is that stupid to just keep coming on like they do. And God is going to make them, the whole nations, United Nations, come over there to bomb the Jews and to kill them. And he's going to kill so many of you idiots then it's going to take months and months to pick up your bones and bury them. The Jews are going to have to hire people from all over the world to come over, people that are broke, they're out of work, to go over there and pick your dead bones up and bury them. And they're going to put markers down where they're at so that the cleanup crew can come over there. And he's going to make a big feast for all the vultures and the eagles and the cormorants and the bitterns and all the different birds to feast on your flesh to show you how you are. And you'll be seeing this from hell because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes the judgment. And when you're judged instantly, and you'll be right in hell, and he'll allow you to see that. Okay? So, it's in the Bible, it's in the Word of God, and everything else is happening just the way God said. The Jews were returned, and there isn't anything that you idiots can do about it. What are you going to do about it? You keep trying to do something about the Jew, but you can't, because God said they're going to be there, and they're going to inhabit the place, and they're going to destroy they're going to destroy you when you go over there to attack them. God is going to do it. He's not even going to let the Jews going to do it. He's going to pour down fire and brimstone on you people. And then you're going to still be so stupid that you don't realize that he's God. Man, you people have got to be out of your cotton picking minds. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, I see my time is up. But it's just we put this together real fast here. Usually, we've been reading some Bible to you, and all the Word of God is going to be fulfilled. Every jot and every tittle is going to be fulfilled so that everybody's going to know that what God says is what's going to be, whether you like it or not. Another thing he says is everybody's going to stand before him in judgment, whether you like it or not. And then I want to see you shake your fist at the Almighty God. I want to see you shivering to the point to where you'll empty your bowels. I've been confronted by the living God before, and you're going to soil your pants. I have stood before God before, and I tell you, there isn't anything more frightening. I want to let you know that I don't soil my pants. I never did, but because he's too frightening to do anything like that to me, to make me do that. I really, really fear God, and I see his prophecies come forward, and you people, I just pray that you people will be saved before it's everlastingly too late. I don't hate you. I'm supernatural, and you're not. But I am. And you can be supernatural if you'll say this prayer before the Lord. You can become born again of the Spirit and have everlasting life. So why don't you say that now so that you don't have to die and go to hell, and they'll be tossed into the lake of fire forever and be gnawing on your tongue and gnashing on your teeth. Say this prayer to God and mean it with all your heart and soul. He hears everything and sees everything. Say to him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, Lord, I am calling upon you. And therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. So just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways how they can receive a copy of a CD of this program, number 251, or a CD, audio tape. It's all free, postage and handling as well.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Hatikva is the national song of Israel, and I love it, and I sing it with all my heart. And here it is for you right now, Hatikva. I sing it in Hebrew.
Yerushalayim.